From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Bush administration is asking Congress to give immediate approval to a package of anti-terrorism measures. While the president is enjoying unusually broad backing from Congress, not all Americans are as supportive. Today, an unusual coalition of conservatives and liberals came out in opposition of the president's anti-terrorism package, arguing it would undermine civil liberties and privacy rights. NPR's Mara Liasson has a report.
In the immediate aftermath of last week's terrorist attacks, many in Washington predicted that in a time of national crisis, President Bush would get support for anything he wanted from the public and Congress. But that wasn't the case today when a coalition of groups came together to oppose the president's request for an immediate change in laws governing surveillance and immigration. Groups on the right, like the Gun Owners of America and Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum, joined with groups on the left, like the ACLU and Common Cause. They all warned against rushing to pass legislation that could undermine the Constitution. Mort Halperin is a former ACLU official.
As a coalition, we are saying slow down, give everybody a chance to read it, give everybody a chance to analyze it. This is not the way to deal with legislation that could affect the lives and the liberty of everybody in this country.
Congress is under intense pressure to move quickly, but these groups are concerned that changes in the immigration laws could lead to ethnic profiling, the indefinite detention of people who look like Arabs, or that privacy rights could be trampled if the government is given expanded abilities to monitor the internet. This isn't the first time that this unlikely coalition has come together. When President Clinton proposed an anti-terrorism package after the Oklahoma City bombing, these same groups worked together to defeat some of its measures. But back then, John Ashcroft, a Republican senator from Missouri, was working with them, leading the opposition to what he called, quote, the Clinton administration's big brother approach to wiretapping. Grover Norquist is a conservative activist working with the Civil Liberties Coalition.
We all worked a lot with Senator Ashcroft as a senator in fighting against Bill Clinton's bans on encryption, the desire by some in the government to be able to read everybody's emails. He stood very strong against it prior to becoming Attorney General. Senator Ashcroft has, as a senator, been very helpful on a number of these things, and I hope we get back to that.
Norquist leads an influential alliance of grassroots groups on the right, which has sided with the Bush administration without exception since January. But on this issue, Norquist says, his network of conservative organizations had no hesitation about working against Mr. Bush's proposals, just as they had President Clinton's. On the liberal end of the political spectrum, Mort Halperin says partisan considerations were equally irrelevant.
We've all learned the unfortunate lesson that the framers of this Constitution understood, is that you can't trust anybody in the government. And there is a disease that when people get into the executive branch, they forget about their commitments to civil liberties and individual rights, and that is a disease that affects both parties and all administrations, and it is why we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights and an independent judiciary.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, says he wants to move forward on some, but not all, of the administration's proposals. And with a broad left-right civil liberties coalition urging caution, it's possible that President Bush will not get everything he wants, even in these extraordinary times. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.